Bismillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum, guys. I'm back on a live stream. It's been a while, and I thought I'd jump on here because I wanted to have a little chat about some of the things that have been going on, looking to reflect on the amazing tour, Deep in the Dunya tour, that I just came home from. Mashallah, with a group of amazing sisters. And, you know, it was billed as a sisters only space. And in that space, we had a chance to address the audience, whatever reminder we wanted to give the audience. And then they had a chance to ask questions. And they were no holds barred questions. They were anonymous, so people could ask whatever they liked, and they did. Okay, trust and believe, they did. So we got a chance to kind of take the temperature of the sisters in the room, of the types of issues that they are struggling with. Some we expected, and I'll be honest, some we did not expect. I'm very, very grateful to 26, the organizers who gave us that platform to be able to address some of the sisters' concerns, to help them through some of the challenges. Because look, at the end of the day, if they were bringing those questions to us, then they're not the only ones. And especially because some questions came up in every single city that we went to. So if you're watching, guys, just put me a salam. If you're a person who used to watch the live streams when we were doing them before last year, or the year before last, oh my goodness. Woo! I think the live stream era on this channel was 2022, I want to say. Yes. So if you used to watch the live streams in 2022, pop a salam in the comments. Let us know that you're here from back in the day. Mashallah, I'm sure some of you, your names, I will remember them, because at the time we used to have regular people attending the live streams, mashallah, where we were talking about marriage and gender and, you know, all that fluffy stuff that everybody likes. So do put a salam in the chat. Let me know where you're listening from. Like I said, I haven't done a live stream in a very long time, but I did think that it was worthwhile because I just had this experience, got to meet all these sisters from different parts of the country and to hear the, you know, hear the concerns that they had. So at the moment, I am thinking of going a couple of directions with my YouTube channel. One of them is that I want to create content based on some of the topics that we used to address in the live streams. Marriage is a continual topic. I don't think that things have changed that much from 2022. The pre-marriage conversations are still, you know, hot topic. The marriage conversations are still a hot topic, you know, how to get married, how to stay married, you know, expectations, etc. I don't know about you guys, but they seem to be continuing. I think that a few things have shifted in the culture with regards to, you know, the conversations about feminism and red pill and all of that kind of thing. There have been some shifts in the culture, so that's really interesting to me. I think that Muslims are waking up, okay, to the value of some things that we may have discarded at a certain point. But I think that we're also equally struggling with the impact of the things that everybody else is struggling with, right? The illusion of choice, for example, right? You know, the types of images that we are, you know, fed in the media about what a good relationship looks like, etc. So all of those things seem to me to be, you know, seems to be pretty standard. And based on the conversations that we had, you know, last week, there are still some of the same challenges. So I'm hoping, inshallah, that I can bring something of value to the table, maybe review some books, maybe have some guests on, maybe open up the mic for people to discuss certain things. I'll see. The most important thing for me is that the channel is beneficial and that people get something out of the content, and that that content is a witness for me on Yawm al-Qiyamah and not a witness against me. That's the most important thing. So you guys let me know in the comments what kind of material you'd like us to cover on the channel. What have you missed from the channel, if anything? Are there any guests that you would like me to interview if we were going to do another season of the marriage conversation? We did two seasons. And I'm in talks with a sponsor to potentially do a third season. So that's another thing that's interesting. But I just think that this stuff, it's what it impacts us on a day-to-day basis in terms of relationship, in terms of the family. The marriage and the quality of the marriage impacts the whole vibe of the family, right? And that impacts the children. The model that has been shown to the children impacts them and it impacts their choices moving forward. So I don't think marriage is one of those topics that we will ever be able to talk enough about, because it is so central to our lived experience, right? And it may not be one of the most glamorous topics, and certainly people would prefer to talk about other things. But essentially, if we can get ourselves right, and through getting ourselves right, can get our relationships and our marriages right, then we have made a huge investment in the next generation and the future of the Muslim Ummah and the world, to be honest. We need more healthy homes. We need more children coming from healthy homes. We need girls coming from healthy homes. We need boys coming from healthy homes. We need those girls and boys to come together and create more healthy homes, right? That's how we heal society. That's basically how it works. You know, if everybody is coming from a broken home, a dysfunctional home, a toxic home, or just simply an unhappy home, and a dysregulated home, then you've got unhappy, dysregulated boys, unhappy, dysregulated girls, okay? Wounded, broken, toxic boys and girls who somehow find each other and then basically recreate their toxicity in the next generation. And I think that we can change that. I genuinely believe we can change that, or at the very least be part of that change. We can break that cycle, right? We don't have to live out this script. And that's really, as I said to you guys, you know, people have asked me on the channel, oh, pro, you go for the, you know, you always side with the brothers, or, you know, you always take the sister's side, or whatever the case may be. And I've told you guys before, I am not pro men, pro women, pro brothers, pro sisters. I'm pro family. And my core concern at the heart of that family is the children. Because they're innocent in all of this, right? They are innocent in all of this. And whatever madness we put them through, they're going to have to go through because they don't have a choice. So I advocate for the family, and I advocate for the children and the welfare of the children. And us as men and women, as brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, we just have to grow up and we have to do the right thing for the sake of, you know, our future as an ummah, as a world, right? So that is me rabbiting on. Like I said, I'm out of practice with the whole live stream thing. So if you guys have any comments, you can put them in the chat. We'll be happy to kind of flag them up or answer any questions that you may have. Otherwise, thank you so much for joining me on here. I know that if we make this a regular thing, we're going to have, inshallah, more people on here like we used to back in the day. But whatever's khair is khair, inshallah. If it's necessary, if it's needed, if there is an appetite and a demand for it, then bismillah, we're here to serve. If there isn't, then alhamdulillah, because YouTube has got a lot of videos that you guys could be watching. So I appreciate you taking the time to join me on this live and any other live or video that I put out there. I definitely appreciate it, mashallah. So with that being said, and as I can't even talk for more than 10 minutes, but inshallah, I hope that that's a little taste in saying assalamu alaikum to everybody. I'm still alive. I'm still here. Okay. I'm still, you know, doing my thing. So inshallah, I will pray istikhara. And if I do decide to come back to YouTube on a more regular basis and back to live streams, etc., then you will be sure to know, because most of you are my subscribers. So we'll see you then. But in the meantime, leave your comments and let me know what you want to hear, who you want to hear it from, and we'll do our best to make it happen, inshallah. Jazakallah kullu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.